Association for Music Education and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
Good morning. I'm Mark Huffman, sitting in for the vacationing Dirk Van, and this is First Light. In the news this morning, a summit is scrubbed, and winter continues to put an exclamation point at the end of the year 2000. Ray Stajic of the Weather Channel will be along to check your forecast. Jonathan Warner has the sports. Charlie Turner of MarketWatch.com has a morning look at business. Entertainment critic Chuck Rich will check out Dude, Where's My Car? A lot to talk about this morning, so don't go away on this Thursday, December 28th, 2000. It's 7 minutes past the hour.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd call this a 12.
Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, whose constituents face yet another icy day, more rough winter weather is forecast for today in the southern plain states. Texas expected to see drier weather, but more freezing rain could be in store for parts of Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. In Arkansas, residents there are doing their best to get by.
I've been relying on cell phones and bundling up. It's the worst ice storm that I've seen in my life.
In north and northeast Texas, sleet and freezing rain snapped tree limbs and power lines. Scott McLeod of Southwestern Electric Power says it looks like a long couple of weeks.
About 90% of Texarkana is in the dark, and that's about 36,000 customers. The city of New Boston and DeKalb and Atlanta are pretty much still hard hit, and most of those three towns are still in the dark as well.
In Parker County, Texas, Sheriff's Office spokesman Monty Christensen says driving conditions remain nasty.
We've had numerous accidents, nothing major, though. I mean, the roads are really covered bad with snow. I'm afraid it's going to last here for a while.
When his meager supply of candy ran out, a man stranded for days on a snowy Oregon trail scribbled goodbye notes to his family and waited to die. But he's recovering in a hospital this morning. Correspondent Stephen Kaufman has more on this amazing survival story.
She says it's a lot more than just being in the right place at the right time. It's a Christmas miracle. June Bloom was snowmobiling with her husband when a backpack in the snow led them to a car buried by a drift. Inside, they found Thomas Truett stranded for 16 days. When it was over, Bloom could only shake her head in disbelief.
And then we sat down and said, wow, talk about a Christmas spirit. It was just incredible. It made our Christmas. How often you get to give someone their life back.
However, after being discharged from the hospital, Truett will face charges of being an Air Force deserter.
Talk about good news and bad news. A lot of people are on vacation this week, and President-elect Bush is one of them, but today he's getting back to work. Tom Foti has more on the President-elect's plans. Good morning, Tom.
Mark, the last time President-elect George W. Bush was in town, he made the obligatory trips to Capitol Hill and the White House, even Vice President Gore's residence for a short post-election postmortem. What he did not do was to make announcements or much news. Well, that figures to change today. As he returns to Washington for his second official visit, Bush has some major business left to do on the appointment front. One key question concerns the Department of Defense. Former Indiana Senator Dan Coats has occasionally been reported to be his favorite, then not. So will it be Coats? Well, Bush says nobody has been ruled out. Other contenders for the Pentagon post are set to be two former associates of Vice President-elect Dick Cheney from his days there, Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Armitage. The last couple of days, Bush has been fishing in Florida along with brother Jeb and father George Bush, among other family members. He's heading here pretty early today and plans to have a statement, perhaps including appointments, at his new downtown transition headquarters in mid-afternoon. Mark?
Thanks, Tom. Mideast peacemaking has been thrown into limbo. Egypt has called off plans to host a summit today that would have brought the Israeli and Palestinian leaders together for the first time in 2 months. Correspondent Robert Berger's following events in Jerusalem.
Barak canceled the summit after the Palestinians effectively rejected the U.S. peace plan. But Barak's office says the summit could take place later and contacts will continue today. The Israeli cabinet accepted the U.S. plan and officials expressed deep disappointment over the Palestinian position. As an Israeli cabinet minister put it, Arafat is missing a historic opportunity and the Palestinian people will pay a heavy price.
University of Chicago professor of Middle East history, Rashid Khalidi, looks at what's at stake.
I don't think it would matter one way or another. I mean, this dispute has been going on. There's been a war for 52 years. If it's not solved in the next 3 weeks, it is not going to be the end of the world.
University of Michigan Mideast expert Professor Raymond Tanter says the cancellation may be a blessing in disguise.
All is not lost, the fact that the summit is off. In fact, I think it's a good sign, because once you have a summit, you have the international press, you have posturing. The best way to negotiate the Arab-Israel peace process is to have secrecy.
Meanwhile, the Egyptians say Yasser Arafat is to meet with Hosni Mubarak in Cairo today. And that's our close-up on the news this morning. Coming up, a closer look at that weather causing so much trouble. We'll be back after these messages.
Hello, listeners. This is Harold Siegel for FSG International, bringing you today's commodity marker recommendation. The global economy is strengthening, and the demand for soybeans is strong. The National Weather Service has issued a drought warning for the Midwest this summer, and world soybean supplies are the tightest in 20 years. Learn how you can speculate in the price movement of soybeans by purchasing options or futures. Now, future and option investing involves substantial risk of loss, so only invest risk capital. Call 1-888-508-3900 for your free investor kit on options trading. And if you're one of the first 200 qualified callers, you'll also receive FSG seminar workbook. So call 1-888-508-3900 for your free investor kit today. Again, the first 200 qualified callers also receives our seminar workbook. So call 1-888-508-3900. This is Harold Siegel wishing you a profitable day.
Scoop Jones here at a local body shop for Rent-A-Wreck. I'm talking with Susan, who was just in an accident. Everything okay?
I'm fine, but my car's history.
So why'd you choose Rent-A-Wreck?
I didn't have to wait almost an hour like with the other company I used to rent from. My Rent-A-Wreck agent was here right on time.
Wow!
Sure, some other rental companies may come and get you, but Rent-A-Wreck really gives me a lift. Great cars, best service, low prices.
Call them toll-free at 1-US-Rent-A-Wreck or visit Rent-A-Wreck.com.
Don't let the name fool you, it's Rent-A-Wreck.
Okay, honey, solve this and get some Arbor Mist.
Oh, Arbor Mist. Okay, let's go.
There are 20 people at the party.
Uh-huh.
10 guys, 10 girls. If Monica has a bottle of Arbor Mist Sangria Zinfandel,
ooh,
and Susan has two bottles of Arbor Mist Peach Chardonnay,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
and Kim brings Exotic Fruits White Zinfandel,
uh-huh,
how many glasses of Arbor Mist can each guy have?
As many as we want.
Oh, so wrong.
Wrong? But it's the holidays.
Yeah, okay, let's try it again. If Monica has
like
a bottle of Arbor
one.
Mist Sangria.
Arbor Mist. Great tasting wine, a splash of fruit. Can't resist the mist. Arbor Mist Winery, Canandaigua, New York.
Coming up on 14 minutes past the hour on First Light, brr is the operative word in much of the country today. Let's get a complete look at the weather picture from Ray Stajic of the Weather Channel. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Mark. Weather across the United States is actually fairly damp to the south and fairly cold to the north. We'll go south first, where we do have rainfall around, and that rain is going to stay out across southern Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi. No wintry precipitation of a threat in any of those states, and even a few stronger thunderstorms out across Florida. And off to the west and northern parts of Louisiana and southern Arkansas could be some light mixed precipitation as colder temperatures start diving on in. 30s, maybe some sleet and maybe a few snow flurries, but not anticipating any big problems, but maybe some slippery travel, at least temporarily, as we go on through the day. Daytime highs today out across Florida, 50s, 60s, and 70s. And then the cold weather to the north, through the northeast and New England, Boston, New York City, down toward Philadelphia. Teens and 20s for the daytime highs. A few lake effect snow showers around, even in Pittsburgh and western New York State also. We will see some snow pushing on through the upper plains and the upper Midwest. Minneapolis, St. Paul, Fargo, right on down toward Des Moines and the Quad Cities. Eventually Chicago, you could be in on the snow today and could be a few inches of snowfall in the Windy City with the bitter cold temperatures continuing. Single numbers and teens above zero. And that little system actually has its eyes on the East Coast, and we could see a pretty good sized snowstorm out across the Northeast and New England as we look ahead toward the weekend. So keep an eye on that, and we'll keep the west fairly dry. Basically, west of the Rockies, no problems around with mild temperatures in the 60s and 70s in Southern California and Southwest Arizona. Coolest numbers on off toward the north.
Not only a white Christmas, but a white New Year's.
Well, it sure looks like it for parts of the country.
From the newsroom this morning, the White House is holding out hope that the Mideast peace process will keep moving forward. The Palestinians are contesting certain points in President Clinton's compromise peace plan and have canceled the summit. A memorial service planned for today for the seven victims of that deadly office shooting rampage in Massachusetts. Texas could get a little relief from brutal winter weather today. Drier weather is forecast for the state, but more freezing rain could be in store for other southern plain states, including Arkansas, Mississippi, and northern Louisiana. Stories we're following for you this morning on First Light. Now it's time for a check on sports, and we're joined by Jonathan Warner. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Mark. What a great story. Super Mario lives again. You know, if it were a Hollywood movie, Gene Autry would provide the soundtrack.
I'm back in the saddle again.
Yeah, Mario Lemieux back in a Pittsburgh Penguins uniform for the first time in more than 3.5 years, and it was like he never left.
Back in the saddle again.
Lemieux had two assists and a goal, the first one of his assists coming 33 seconds into the game, and it helped Pittsburgh pound Toronto 5-0.
I'm a little bit surprised by the way I played after being off for 3.5 years, but that was certainly my plan, to go out and play well and play at a high level if I could, and considering that I've been off for a long, long time, I'm satisfied with the effort that I had out there.
Lemieux's return immediately helped Jaromir Jagr, who had two goals and two assists. A magical night in Pittsburgh. Mario Lemieux returns, a goal and two assists, first game in 3.5 years. Elsewhere in the NHL, Peter Bondra exploded for four goals. Washington whipped Ottawa 5-1. Carolina edged the Rangers by a score of 4-3. Minnesota knocked off Detroit 5-3. Philadelphia beat Florida 5-2. The Flyers have 5 wins and 3 ties since Bill Barber took over as coach. The Panthers are going the other way, 1-10-3 in their last 14 games. Colorado edged Edmonton 3-2. Dallas defeated the not-so-mighty Ducks 3-1. Vancouver got by Minnesota 3-2. Boston over the New York Islanders 5-2, and a couple of ties. Chicago and Phoenix at 1. Columbus getting to a 2-2 tie with New Jersey. In the NBA, Allen Iverson was supposed to be out a couple of more weeks with a dislocated shoulder. Instead, he came off the bench to score 21 of his 29 points in the second half, and he led Philadelphia past Golden State 118-110. Miami beat Indiana 91-79. Seattle over Houston 107-92. And the Knicks defeated Washington 89-82. The Wizards are off to their worst start in franchise history at 5-24. One upset in top 25 play. 16th-ranked Southern Cal fell to Northwestern 63-61. Otherwise, number one Michigan State was an easy winner over Bowling Green 85-69. 11th-ranked Seton Hall ripped Hartford 85-67. And number 18 Maryland mauled Chicago State 117-55. Women's hoops played the first college basketball game outdoors. Second-ranked Tennessee topped Arizona State 67-63 at Bank One Ballpark. That's the baseball home of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and temperature was in the mid-50s. Grant Hill's big arrival in Orlando will have to wait until next year. He'll have season-ending surgery on his ankle, a devastating blow to the Magic and their hopes that he would lead them to an NBA title. Hill was originally injured at the end of last season while with the Detroit Pistons. He had surgery in April, having 4 pins and a plate inserted.
You know, there's a 5% chance, I guess, that it wasn't going to heal. I guess I fell into that 5% chance. So the good thing is that, though, at least they're going to reoperate. They're going to do a different procedure. And the odds and the percentages are definitely high, and everyone's optimistic.
Grant Hill played in only 4 games for the Magic, and they have struggled without him, going 12-16. 3 days after his concussion, St. Louis Rams quarterback Kurt Warner is ready to play football. He says he has no headaches and will definitely start in Saturday's playoff game against New Orleans. His teammate, running back Marshall Faulk, is the NFL's MVP. He set a touchdown record in the league for 26.
I think once I got injured, I kind of, you know, the talk went away, that went away. I think the most important thing was getting back in time enough and getting myself healthy to make a run for the playoffs.
Marshall Faulk rushed for nearly 1,400 yards, caught 81 passes for another 830 yards. From Marshall Faulk to Marshall University, the Thundering Herd own the Motor City Bowl. They've played in it all 4 times, and they have won the last 3, beating Cincinnati 25-14. Also, East Carolina outscored Texas Tech 40-27 in the very first Gallery Furniture.com Bowl, at the Astrodome. Wonderful bowl. Marion Jones has been voted the Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year. She's the first woman to win 5 track and field medals at a singles Olympics. The Pittsburgh Steelers have fired offensive coordinator Kevin McGilbride. Head coach Bill Cowher says he didn't like the passing game. That's nothing new for him. The next offensive coordinator will be the Steelers' 4th in 5 years. That's sports.
Oh, thanks, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. It is coming up on 21 minutes past the hour, and coming up, a look at business. And Chuck Rich asked the question, dude, where's my car? We'll be back after these messages.
At Geico Direct, our mission is clear. Like lavender bath beads and a masseuse named Helga, we make you feel tingly all over. So close your eyes, breathe deeply, and chant after me. A 15-minute call could save me 15% or more on car insurance. Feel the tension melt away as you imagine life with smaller bills. To achieve this level of nirvana, call 1-800-947-AUTO, 1-800-947-AUTO. Think of us as aromatherapy for your wallet. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
All right, folks, this is it.
This is the one you've been waiting for.
It all comes down to this.
So gear up for the best time to buy sale at Sears. Get 50% off winter apparel for the whole family, like outerwear, flannels, and sweaters.
Let's go!
Save on all Craftsman, mechanics, tool sets, tool storage, and much more.
Yeah.
This isn't something you'll want to miss.
Let's leave it all out there.
So head to Sears. The good life at a great price. Guaranteed.
Better yet, let's bring it all home.
Excludes exceptional values and closeouts. Sale ends December 30th, 2000. End of season savings while quantities last. Find us online at Sears.com or America Online. Keyword Sears.
My name is Jennifer Freese. When I was 13, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease. I was really sick for about 9 months I was on treatment. I had surgery, chemo, radiation, the whole bit. 2 people from Make-A-Wish came to my house and asked me about, you know, what I wanted to do. For my wish, I wanted to be a model for a day. It was just a childhood dream. I think every little girl dreams about being a model when she grows up. I just felt glamorous. They didn't make me feel like a wish kid. They made me feel like a model. It was just a fabulous day. I brought away a lot of confidence from it. I think that it gives kids a reason to keep fighting. You know, it reminds them that they have a lot to live for, and sometimes that positive attitude can help just as much as any treatment.
If you know a child who needs our help, please call your local Make-A-Wish chapter and share the power of a wish.
It's 23 minutes past the hour. Good morning. You're listening to First Light. Mark Huffman sitting in for Dirk Van. And Wall Street had a rare good day yesterday, but what can it do for an encore? Let's get our first check on business this morning with Charlie Turner of MarketWatch.com, who's at the New York Stock Exchange. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mark. U.S. stocks rose yesterday as investors put aside worries about corporate profits and hunted for bargains. The Dow Industrials rose 110 points, or 1%, to 10,803. Trading volume was surprisingly heavy for just after Christmas at more than 1 billion shares. NASDAQ Composite stands at 2539 after rising 46. The S&P 500 gained 13. The London Times says Verizon Wireless is being sued for billions of dollars by U.S. brain tumor victims. They claim that mobile phones caused their illnesses. A total of 10 such lawsuits could be filed by the end of next year. Verizon Wireless is a joint venture between Vodafone and Verizon. In Tokyo overnight, the Nikkei average dropped 0.25%. The Wall Street Journal says the FCC will likely extend its review of the AOL-Time Warner merger into early 2001. The extension will cause the FCC to miss its self-imposed deadline of finishing its review by December 31st and cost both companies additional expenses. AOL and Time Warner agreed to merge on January 10th. Union Pacific says a slowing economy will cause it to miss fourth-quarter earnings forecasts. The company will also cut 2,000 jobs in the first half of 2001 and take a $70 million fourth-quarter charge. The Los Angeles Dodgers AAA minor league club is out of this world. The Las Vegas Stars are remaking itself, starting with a name. They'll be the Las Vegas 51s, as in Area 51, the top-secret test site in the Nevada desert, rumored to be the mysterious location of captured UFO spacecraft and alien beings.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Thanks, Charlie. Lots of movies to choose from at theaters this week. Our entertainment critic, Chuck Rich, has been checking them out. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Mark. Well, we're finally getting around here to talking about Dude, Where's My Car?
It's about time.
Well, the studio wasn't eager to let reviewers take a crack at it before it opened. And once you see Dude, Where's My Car, you can see why. It's a dopey movie in more ways than one. Dude, Where's My Car is about Jesse and Chester, played by Ashton Kutcher of TV's That 70s Show, and Sean William Scott, who are stupid even when they're not stoned. These two characters wake up after what must have been a highly intoxicated night. They try to reconstruct that night in order to find their car, among other things, and win back the affection of their girlfriends. These girlfriends are amusingly non-identical twins, played by Marla Sokoloff of TV's The Practice and Jennifer Garner. You might call Dude, Where's My Car, Dumb and Dumber's Excellent Adventure. It will remind you of the two Bill and Ted movies and, of course, of Dumb and Dumber with Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey. A decade earlier, there were Up in Smoke and other Cheech and Chong comedies. You may also think of those if you see Dude, Where's My Car. Except for the often disappointing Cheech and Chong pictures, those films had one thing in common. They were, sometimes at least, funny. Within their own set of rules, they succeeded. And at times, so does Dude, Where's My Car. This is a film with the audacity, or maybe we should say the courage, to recycle Abbott and Costello's Who's on First routine for a new century. Characters talk like they're in a bad novel, and in one scene, Dude, Where's My Car pits friendly jerks against grumpy ostriches.
Thanks very much, Chuck. More to come on First Light, and we'll be back with more after these messages.
Hi, I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered with anxiety and depression and panic attacks for over 20 years. I was afraid of everything, my thoughts, losing control, embarrassing myself, death and dying. I was totally consumed with worry, but I didn't know that these symptoms were from anxiety and depression. I believe I suffered with anxiety and depression all those years so that I could help other people do what I've done, recover completely. Our program has helped hundreds of thousands of people when other methods of help have failed. I've produced a seminar on tape that will show you the amazing results others have achieved and how you can control your anxiety and depression. Medication's not the long-term answer, and living with constant worry and fear and what-if thinking is exhausting. Call 1-800-ANXIETY today, and I'll send you my seminar on tape on attacking anxiety and depression. Someone who understands and cares is waiting to take your call now. Call 1-800-ANXIETY. That's 1-800-ANXIETY.
Imagine what it feels like to be a hero every day. You can make a difference in the Coast Guard. Search and rescue, saving lives. Your answer in the call. It's a job that matters.
Join the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Reserve. Save lives. Stop drugs. Protect the environment. Call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG. The Coast Guard. Jobs that matter.
Imagine what it feels like. You can do it all. Coast Guard. Jobs that matter.
Call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG. The Coast Guard. Jobs that matter.
Police say a woman smuggling marijuana to London was arrested at Zimbabwe's international airport after curiosity was aroused by her suspiciously large posterior. The 26-year-old was arrested at Harare Airport as she was about to board a London-bound plane with 14 pounds of marijuana stuffed in her underwear, according to police. Our producer this morning, Kevin McCarron, studio engineer Walt Hassett. I'm Mark Huffman, sitting in for Dirk Van, and this is First Light on NBC Radio.